first question, Derek, is how have you handled the pandemic?
Like everyone else, man, we just follow the media, social media, and try to stick to most of the policies. Really, there's not a whole lot you can do other than just try to follow the safe guidelines, the ones that are given to us by work, right? No matter what happens, I'm always going to try to stay positive, right? You know, that's just a big part of it all. A lot of people nowadays are living in a scared mindset with everything that's going on, and I try to go the opposite route, man. I know that it's a dangerous world we live in, right? With the way things are changing.
What's been the biggest challenge, or at least one of the biggest challenges you've faced?
I guess, you know, for not having all the options that I used to have, like being able to play basketball on Monday nights and, you know, maybe I'd say basically just kind of losing out on a lot of the social activities that we're so used to, like camping and for me, extracurricular sports like soccer and basketball.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
I get to talk to people every day, which is something interesting. Sort of like profiling personalities. I love doing that with people. It's part of the job that I don't think a lot of people really know about Tim Hortons. Is it puts you out there and it gives you an opportunity to meet new and interesting people every day, you know? And other jobs, they wouldn't necessarily have that kind of exposure. But Tim Hortons, it does. It has that, and it's been able to be a key for me in that regard, you know?
Talk a bit about the Tim's customers, because I'm well familiar with that role. And I'm wondering how you see the people that you see every day handle the pandemic. I know the drive-through window is smaller and you have to grab things out of the tray and try not to spill it in the transfer. And do customers express frustrations? And if so, how do you diffuse them?
We try our best. I'll be honest with you. Nobody's perfect. Mistakes do happen. And in those cases, we try to correct ourselves as quickly and as correctly as possible. But for the most part, because the guidelines are already in place, it's easy enough for us to follow those guidelines. And it should be like that universally from every Tim Hortons. There shouldn't be any difference. There should be a certain amount of consistency from one Tim Hortons to the other.
Well,
we want everybody to have a safe experience at Tim Hortons. That's very important. And if you can do it with a smile on your face, then you're really helping the situation and your own situation.
I know it's been said, and I didn't say it first, that people choose the Madawaska location over the one on near the highway because you're there and you make the experience great. So I feel that same way, and I thank you for that.
My dad always preaches positive mental attitude. In the LaSalle family here, we have a family motto, and it says that we say the LaSalles always do the right thing. You know, just basically putting a smile on somebody's face every day. You know, if you can walk away from your job and do that, then you've done something right. You know, really stay on top of your game. See, for me, like, you know, we're talking about the job itself. I've always kind of sort of treated it like a sport, more or less. You know, you got five athletes out there on the floor. And, you know, just like there's a hockey team. A hockey team has five players. We have five players in our position. And each position's important. You know, they're all, we can name each position in that drive-thru. You got an order taker, a cashier, a drink maker, a bagel bar, and a runner. So, yeah, for me, it's, you know, you really feed off your teammates because it's a team game. If you don't think it's a team game, then you're not in it for the team. And, you know, you're not going to make a successful way of it, you know, because everything depends on certain things at Tim Hortons. Like, for example, the drive-through times. They really stress drive-through times as far as being fast and accurate in what you do. And I take a lot of pride in that, obviously. You know, the reference point to the sports thing. I was always a big sports guy. So I always wanted to be the first in and first one to get it done, you know. And I think by having that little bit of jump and bounce in my step over the years and working on my craft, it's gotten me to that point where I'm pretty much a master at the job. You know, I know we're just pouring coffee and we're, you know, little things like that, but it all adds up to the bigger picture, which is what it's all about, you know.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you again very, very much.
Okay, appreciate the call, and thanks for your positive words.